I know I'm going to get really terrible ones. Like, trust me, if you send me one with Joey in it, Joey's going to die. So, if it's Joey Boohecker, Hitler, and Stalin, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be married to Hitler or Stalin. And yeah, watch. This will end up the intro to Big Fatty. Oh my God. Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be married to Hitler.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1897 of the BFO for right the month of May 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got a buttload of voice letters today. Yes, Big Fatty. Flowers, Big Fatty, delicate little flowers. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is not hump day. Big Fatty, it's not hump day. Well, it kind of is because I just saw a snake drive by. Big Fatty, hope you're for right. It's going well, y'all. Your flowers, because y'all, April showers bring May flowers, and y'all, it is the month of May. Yes, Big Fatty, shalomalakay. And y'all, Poodle and Squeaky Kitty and I are over here at the Ahara Hotel, and y'all, it was a good drive over here. Y'all left the coal mine. Y'all had a meeting. Had a meeting at noon today, and then right after that was over, I was off to the Fat Villa to close up the valise, and then I got into the car, and Poodle and I were driving ourselves over here. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a lovely drive. There were no incidents. Miss Kitty sent me a little message saying, "You better drive careful now," and I did. And so y'all got over here to the Hara Hotel about 3:30 p.m., 3:45 p.m. in the afternoon. And checked in and got the yes, Big Fatty, you got the sling set up in the window and everything. It's just like the last time we were here, except Granny's not here to cackle. anyway, y'all, this is the first time I have been over here at the Hara Hotel I don't have anyone per se with me, and y'all, it's you know, because Miss Kitty and I used to come over here together a lot, and Granny and used to come over here quite a bit, and y'all, one of my friends is over here. We'll call him Larry. He's over here, but he's here by himself too, and so y'all, it's just a different kind of weekend here, and y'all, it's the Poon. It is the Poon Star weekend, and y'all. One of the Poon Stars is already here, y'all, and he is delicious. Y'all, he's 6 foot five. Just had dinner with him. He's 6 foot five and wears a size 13 shoe. I say shoe. Big Fatty, you know what that, you know what it means. Big feet, big shoes. That's right. And he's just as nice as he can be. His name is, for those of you who are interested in the Poon business, Big Fatty, you're popping your peas. Well, that's because I don't have my pup guard. Y'all, his name is Dolph Dietrich, and y'all, he is lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I just want to lick him. Yes, Big Fatty. This is Squeaky Kitty. I saw you giving him the eye. Okay. And a little cat catnip. But anyway, y'all have already run into Snake, and so I expect Snake will be coming by the room a little bit later tonight. You know, you just never know about these things. Big Fatty, you know exactly what's going to happen. Well, that's probably true. I do. But y'all, enough of that. Y'all, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, I say, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that means that there's a lot of fucking when. Let's see, May, June, July, August, is that August? Yes, Big Fatty, August. Y'all, around the 1st of August, there's a lot of fucking going on. Y'all, today, the 1st of May, y'all, did you remember to say Robert? Yes, Big Fatty. You heard her at the beginning of today's show, y'all. It's the big silly homo herself, and she's on that cocktails and kerfuffles also, y'all. It is the one and only Miss Donna Sugar. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Miss Donna Sugar. She's lovely, but it's not just Donna Sugar's celebration. Oh, Big Fatty, there's more. There is, y'all. There's two more folks. That Tom V out there. I believe he's out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name you twice. And yes, Big Fatty. And y'all. Then of course the final celebration of exiting birth canal today is none other than that guy in Denver. Guy and Big Fatty, we love Madonna Sugars and Guy and Tom V. But y'all, that is not the only celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend, y'all. On Sunday, the third of May, y'all. He is the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. Big Fatty, it's the chairman of the board's birthday. It is. Big Fatty, are we prepared for this? I don't know. Did you bake? Did you do the baking? No, Big Fatty, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. Y'all, Sunday, it is. He's a co-host on the Daily Perch. Big Fatty, do they still do that little show? I don't know if they do or not, but anyway, it's y'all, it is none other than Mr. Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Donna Sugars or Tom V or Guy in Denver or Mr. Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo on the Twitter or the Face Space or Big Fatty or at your local wish him a happy birthday and give him a piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. I've got a solution for you with the Chipotle and the carb problem. Just order double meat and no rice. Works every time. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is that Moose P. And first of all, Moose P, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. We don't ever get to hear your voice except on that mystery musical Muse, Big Fatty. This is an excellent, excellent selection. Suggestion. When I go to the Chipotle, and yes, Big Fatty, the no rice and the double meat. That sounds just like Big Fatty. That sounds like something that might be going on here at the Hot Rod Hotel this weekend. Well, you're probably right. Yes.
Hello.
Okay, y'all remember my
call about the frogs in the Minnesotas when I was driving across the state with my stepfather and mother. And so now, listen to this. This is my good friends, Bob and Sherry from the Bob and Sherry Show.
Science. I love science news, and I love when science news is weird. I love the fact that right now it's raining earthworms in Norway, and not for the first time. Apparently, rain showers of earthworms are fairly common in Norway. So I have for you, I think you'll like this, other things that have rained from the sky, other living things that have rained from the sky, going back from into ancient history right up to the present. Okay?
Okay.
So this morning we've got a rain of earthworms. In AD 70, between AD 77 and AD 79, so this is a long time ago, Pliny the Elder, Roman.
I love the names. Bobby the Nervous.
Recorded a storm of frogs and fish. That's the first documented case in human history of animals falling from the sky.
I've heard of frogs.
In February of 1859, in Aberdare, Wales, there were showers of live minnows and smooth-tailed sticklebacks. Fish falling from the skies. The 21st of May, 1921, in Gibraltar, thousands of frogs rained from the heavens during a thunderstorm.
I wonder if they started out, they were sucked up by wind as tadpoles and then germinated into frogs.
I think they had to have to be sucked up as frogs.
Oh, really?
I don't think tadpoles could live long enough in a storm cloud to be
maybe you're right.
Frogs, right? On the 4th of March in 1998, in Croydon in the UK, dead frogs rained down. So sometimes the animals are alive and sometimes they're not. Acapulco, Mexico.
I think you get the point. You guys, I wasn't that far off. That really truly did happen in other parts of the country.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear you, your weather report. Beep, Fanny, she does traffic and weather together on the farms. Yes.
Hello.
Bacon. Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
Hi, Squeaky Kitty. Gentleman Color Doll. Hello.
Hi.
Tom in Chicago.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so anyway, I have a question about Kohl's. When you go to Kohl's, do you get Kohl's cash every time you go or only at certain times or when they have specials? Just wondering. Thanks, Fart.
Y'all, that, of course, is
Bye.
Miss Bacon. Oh.
Everyone else.
Oh. Bing, Fanny. She wasn't finished, and you, and the music's not even finished. Should I let the music finish? Yes, McFaddy.
Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon again, and Miss Bacon, thank you again for the call. Yes, McFaddy. Big Fatty, was that an X, Big Fatty? She didn't say it was, but it was a question, so I'm going to answer it anyway without doing the X. Big Fatty music. Miss Bacon, and by the way, this is an excellent question. No, you do not get the Kohl's cash every time you go to the Kohl's, but there are times, several times, or numerous times through the year, there are periods that they have sales and they give a percentage off, either 15 or 20 or 30%. And then you get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. Ooh, y'all, that is a hamburger that Big Fatty had with Dolph Dietrich. B? Fatty, was it 13, size 13? That would have been a foot-long hot dog. But well, Big Fatty, that's more than a foot. Well, it was, yes. Anyway, you don't get Kohl's cash every time, and then there are periods that you can use your Kohl's cash, and you can't use it at all times. So anyway, with the bar stools and some other chairs that Big Fatty has bought, y'all, I've gotten $80 in Kohl's cash, and I can't wait. It's burning a hole in my pocket. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hello, Mayday. Or, no, it's Mayday.
I wonder, okay, so May Day is May 1st, but it probably has nothing to do with when you're on a boat and you're calling for help or whatever. Isn't it May Day, May Day? I don't know. I'll have to Google that. Okay, so I love May Day. It's my probably favorite holiday, and this lady always buys me a May basket or calls me or whatever, so that's an extra special treat. And I never know where she's at because she has kids in Aberdeen and grandkids in anywhere, blah blah blah. So anyway, I just wanted to say happy May Day, and congratulations, Tommy, on your retirement, and congratulations, T-Wiggles, and happy birthday to Tom and Donna. I wish my birthday was on May Day. That would be awesome.
And God, don't forget God. It's a gas birthday on May Day too. Yes, Big Fatty. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the May Day little call. And y'all, she brings up an excellent point. Y'all, today, May the 1st, Digger, Tom of the Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's, y'all, he is retiring. He is retiring, and his career, he is being laid to rest today. T Wiggle say right this way, madam? They'll say right this way, Dicker, as they show him the door on the way out. You Big Fatty, will he get a gold watch, or will he get a skeleton key to the hearse or something like that? I don't know. Big Fatty, I hope there's cake.
Bacon. Okay, Fart, it's bacon. You gotta hear this. Okay, you agree that's horrible. So, anyway, I made a little donation to Tommy's run, and Tommy posted a run and is soliciting for donations. And so I thought, well, you know, he did send a thank you card to me and little Sydney, but he also included Gerald, and Gerald didn't really donate anything. So I thought I would make a donation in Gerald's name, and then the thank you card would be earned and deserved. And then I could call the little show and say, I just donated again to Tommy, and have you, and if everyone could donate $3, $5, $7, $8, $10 to Tommy's little marathon run. I think he's doing the marathon to celebrate his retirement. And so he retires May 1st, and then he will be, what do you call it, killing himself running 26 miles, or working up to running 26 miles. And so anyway, that's in October. So anyway, here I am now. I messed up on the donation, and now I've been on the phone for 24 minutes trying to figure out this transaction if it went through. But I think I'm just going to bail on the call. If it did, it did. If it didn't, it didn't. But whatever. I'm so over it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call and for the... Yes, Big Fatty, and for the content. You wouldn't have had shit if she hadn't called. It's true. Y'all, I have no calls. No calls in the queue. So, y'all, now's your chance to get to the top of the... Oh, dear Gussie, top of the heap. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And, Digger, I hope you have a wonderful final day at the old dead people place. Big Fatty, what is it called? The Undertakers? Is that like the underpants? No, it's the Undertakers. Oh, okay. Right this way, madam. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday girl. You heard the birthday girl, that Donna Sugars from over there at the Cocktails and Fruffles. And Donna, how do you think your birthday is going to end up, huh?
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be married to Hitler.
Oh, well, Digger can help you with that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.